the truth.
I'm excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a new season. Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlon Woods have recently been spending time at four California prisons and have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who are grappling with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mom-daughter relationships in prison, and incarcerated people who wonder whether they've become too comfortable behind bars. Stories about life on the inside, told by those who live it. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, here we go. This is called Sleep Some More.
My freshman year roommate was a nightmare.
What's up, dude? Man, I am freaking exhausted. I was spent all day in the library trying to make sense of freaking Freud. No thank you, man. Basically all
I had lobbied for a single, in spite of the university's stated policy.
Like, dick. This is also a dick. You're thinking about your mom's dick.
Like, arguing that forcing me to live with someone would rob them of the chance to enjoy the policy's main stated benefit, that of forming a lifelong friendship, while also robbing me of the possibility of functioning at my full potential.
Oh man, what is her name? Is it Abby?
My request was denied.
Or Susan. Do you know who I mean?
I honestly have no idea what you're talking
about. With the hair. She's always wearing shoes, like even when it's hot out.
I was prepared for stupidity, for bad smells, even cruelty. What I was not prepared for was the unrelenting rush of words.
Because her mom's cousin is like an assistant costume whatever on that show, The Robot Lawyer. So good, right? But they're like, we're going to watch some of the second season. Why don't you come along? And I'm thinking, dude, what am I going to do?
Are you going
to sit there and watch them make out? Or is he...
During orientation week, he went to every function.
Excuse me.
Every event. Every Munchies, which is a social mixer with, I presume, snacks. And he would try to drag me along. But after a while, the come on dudes got fewer and fewer, and the only times I'd see him were at the beginning and the end of the day.
What are you working on?
I tried to avoid even that.
Dude. Hey!
What?
What are you working on?
It was a paper on Macbeth for my freshman English requirement. Intro to the highlights of basic literary achievement.
Holy shit, dude. You have a paper due already? That fucking sucks. What are you writing about?
How Macbeth is controlled by his wife and he isn't strong enough to...
What?
Why'd I even bother?
Ooh, I'm gonna watch some TV.
No! Please, I have to do this paper.
Oh, right, so you can't watch...
And I need quiet. I mean, I suppose you could use headphones or...
Nah, no, don't worry about it, man.
I'd been working on...
Night.
What?
Night.
I'd been working on this paper for days. Days of staring blankly at the screen, reading, thinking, rethinking, re-rethinking. All my other classes were a breeze, but somehow this one...
Gosh, stupid.
Okay, while Macbeth seems strong... He is actually the puppet of circumstances which mold him, Macbeth's passivity leads to his being defined by forces around him.
No.
Hello?
Macbeth's not passive.
Tom?
He was lying in bed, his head toward the ceiling.
He's held in check by conflicting impulses.
Sure, whatever.
Good, evil, ambition, loyalty.
Can you just let me do my paper?
Macbeth spends the first act suspended between opposing forces.
Would you please?
I looked over at him.
But he does choose.
In the half-light from my computer, I could see his eyes were closed.
Tom?
He was talking in his sleep.
First thing we hear about him, he's a great hero.
You've read Macbeth?
For brave Macbeth, well, he deserves that name. Disdaining fortune with his brandished steel.
Hold on, that's
That sounds right.
Which smoked with bloody execution. Like Valor's minion carved out his passage till he faced the slave.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's not his own battle. He's fighting Duncan's battle.
Loyalty's not passivity.
Well, maybe not, but I mean, come on, even his wife says he's too nice.
Yet do I fear thy nature. It is too full of the milk of human kindness.
Yeah, exactly. She's the one who convinces him to murder the king.
That the idea was his.
Really?
Witches give prophecy.
Yeah, they say that he's going to be the king.
He immediately thinks of murder.
But they don't say how. He just comes up with it himself. That's in him from the very beginning, from the start. He is part evil.
Aren't we all?
I looked over.
Tom?
His eyes were still closed.
What's that on your face?
I walked toward him.
He goes to murder the king. On the way, he hesitates.
Looks like
he sees a floating dagger covered in blood.
I lifted my phone to light his face.
Oh my god!
Blood
oh my god.
Was coming from his eyes.
Tom, are you okay?
Is it a hallucination?
Hang on.
Is it a vision?
Don't worry, man. You're gonna be fine. You're gonna be totally fine. Let me just... I'll just wait.
Ambition pulls forward.
Oh my god,
his humanity pulls back. The dagger floats between.
Hello? Hi, I think I need an ambulance.
Does the dagger come from without or within?
I don't know. My roommate is... He's...
Is it terror?
He's...
A reaction to his own desire?
I don't even know what's happening, okay?
Is it a warning? His last chance.
Wait, his last chance? Hold on a sec. His last chance to what?
To stop.
So that's it. That's when he makes the choice. It's not the witches. It's not his wife. It's... Hey, you know what? Thank you so much. I'm so sorry. We're fine, though. Yeah, we're fine. Thank you.
After he chooses, there is no going back. And with its dying breath, his very soul calls out, Macbeth shall sleep no more.
Just as the sun started to rise.
Oh no. Oh shit.
Okay, everybody, that's it for today. Your Macbeth papers will be graded by the end of the week. And listen up. You need to have the first 5 scenes at least of the tragical history of Dr. Faustus read and prepared by the next class, or I swear to you, you're gonna be completely lost. Okay, have a good...
Who cares?
Professor Gordon, here's my paper. Where should I put it?
You're either 2 weeks early for Faustus or an hour late with Macbeth.
Oh, I overslept.
How late in the day does a class have to be for that excuse to come out of the rotation?
Look, it's a really good paper, I think.
Give it here before I pick one of the very good reasons to not accept it.
Thank you.
Don't let it happen again.
When I got back after class, Tom was still asleep.
What time is it?
It's almost like 5, man.
Fuck! Really? Shit, I feel terrible.
Tom seemed to have no recollection of our conversation from the night before. Or of ever having read Macbeth.
What?
3 days later, I got my paper back. It was an A.
Over and over and over again, until eventually the guy just says to me, didn't I kick you out? And I freeze because I start thinking, oh my god, maybe that's why I'm loving this goddamn teacups ride so much right now. You know? Dude?
What?
Did you not hear? You know what? It doesn't matter. I'll tell you again. So.
No, I heard you. I heard the whole story and I... Totally agree. I'm totally on your side.
Yeah, he's a crazy one, right?
Absolutely.
Right?
Yes.
I know. It's what a dick.
All right. Well, it's getting a little late. And I've got this paper to do on Faustus.
Cool, bro.
So I'm going to do it.
Do what?
My paper. I'm going to work on it.
Oh. Well, I'm going to work on getting tons of sleep.
I watched him out of the corner of my eye as he went to sleep. And I went through my normal writing process.
Stupid, stupid, stupid!
He'd slept quietly for the last 2 weeks. But in the back of my mind, I hoped I'd hear from him again. Christopher Marlowe's interpretation of the Faust legend hinges on knowledge being seen as dangerous.
Knowledge is not danger.
The voice, Tom, sleeping Tom, was back.
It's what he does with it.
His eyes were bleeding again.
For power over his fellow man.
Blood was seeping from his gums, darkening his teeth.
He was damned for going against God.
And he spat droplets as he spoke.
Oh, gentle Faustus, leave this damned art. This magic that will charm thy soul to hell. Gums feel so terrible. It's like my teeth are all loose or some shit. It tastes like copper.
It's weird.
Shit, I feel awful. Dude, will you give me a beer? Do you think maybe it's allergies?
To what?
I don't know. Pollen or dander or something?
This is a pet-free dorm.
Maybe I don't know what dander is. You think I should go to the medical whatever?
Faustus got an A. I grew to rely on Tom's insights. Through Frankenstein.
With science.
So science and modernity are the same thing.
Along with all of its...
Hey, stay with me. Along with all its...
attendant horrors.
And then Crime and Punishment. Not my favorite.
Dostoevsky is a believer. Everything is seen through that lens.
Okay, so Raskolnikov's theories, his ideas are not enough, right?
His only reprieve is that...
Ah, damn it!
Both papers got A's. But I failed to note the increasing intensity of our collaboration's negative side effects. Until Dorian Gray.
Your Honor, the defense rests.
Man, this show sucks. Why'd they have to give the robot a kid? It's so stupid. You want some coffee?
Wait, aren't you going to bed soon?
No, I'm trying not to.
Why?
I don't know. You ever see something weird, like, when you're up really doing a paper? You ever see something weird happen when I'm sleeping?
Like what?
I don't know, it's just like, have you noticed, like, every few weeks I get kind of sick?
No.
Yeah. I'm fine when I go to sleep, and then I wake up feeling god-awful, like I'm falling apart. I don't know if it's like stress from school or allergies, so I'm gonna stay up all night.
No, you have to sleep. I mean, you know, it's not...
Okay,
if you're
Mom.
Not feeling well, you're not gonna get better by running yourself down.
Yeah, but what if something bad's happening when I'm sleeping, though?
Like what?
I don't know.
What, you think there's like a... vampire, a space lamprey sucking the life out of you?
Wait, is that a real thing?
No, of course it's not a real
thing. Jesus Christ, man, you're okay. I mean, I figured, but like, you know.
Just as he was about to turn the coffee maker on.
Hey, man. Be cool.
What? Be cool?
I just mean, you know, let's take it easy and have a drink.
Wait, what? You drink?
Yeah, totally.
I don't drink. I happen to have a bottle of wine my grandmother had sent me, mixing up my care package with a gift for my dad. He was unfazed by receiving 24 packs of microwave mac and cheese for his 62nd birthday.
You know, man, I just gotta say, I'm starting to feel like I've been working... No, you know what? We both have been working too hard.
Oops. Nice.
Here you are.
Thanks.
Drink up.
Yeah, man, it smells really good.
Yeah.
It smells like cherries or
currants or some shit. Yeah, it's nice.
Let me just top you off there.
Yeah. Dude, my uncle is a sommelier or whatever, and he talks about wine the way I talk about girls.
Before I knew it, like, the bottle of wine was gone. So Tom opens some tequila. He poured some for both of us, and I poured mine onto my laundry.
You ever seen that Robot Lawyer show?
The one you were just watching?
Oh, right.
No, I mean, I haven't watched it, but you love it, right?
You know what? No.
No?
Not anymore.
You watch it, like, all the time.
Yeah, but... Look, I know it's just, like, a dumb show or whatever, but when it first started, something about it really... I don't know, man. It vibes with me. It's like this artificial person, but he's trying. He's really trying to understand how his clients feel. And, 'cause, like, how people feel is important. And even, he even gets that. I feel like he's just trying to be a helpful part of the world that really just does not seem to understand him at all and certainly does not see how hard he's trying, that's for sure. I don't know, dude. Whatever. I know it's just a show, but it would just, like, get to me a little bit.
No, I feel you. Yeah, maybe I should watch that show. 'Cause, I mean, I feel like a robot sometimes. I get it, feeling like you're programmed for one mission. And everything I'm doing in my life is just reduced to utility. Like, I have to get straight A's. I have to. All my classes, even English, which I'm terrible at, I have to get a straight A so that I can get into this MBA program, which I don't even care about the MBA program, but I have to get into that MBA program so that I can achieve my goal, which, I mean, this is stupid. You're gonna laugh at me, but for as long as I can remember, it's been my dream to become Secretary of Commerce of the U.S. I've never told anyone that before. I watched him breathe for a moment. Turned on the coffee maker. And got to work. Dorian Gray. Tom? Dorian Gray. Come on. Come on, goddammit.
I'm just gonna say it doesn't.
What?
The reason I will not exhibit this picture is that I am afraid that I have shown in it the secret of my own soul.
Okay, that's a good start.
Aestheticism, like intellectuals, creates a
what? Hey! Ugh. Come on, focus. You were saying aestheticism, like intellectualism, creates a what?
Distance.
A distance.
The Victorian society implicated appearance trumps
Trump substance? Are you saying a Trump substance? Hey, okay, come on. Okay, hey, here, stay with me. Come on, Tom. Stay. Come on, just tell me. What did you say? Is this about Victorian society or any kind of society with the codified? Hello. Yes. I need an ambulance, please. My roommate is dying.
Within an hour, Tom was at the medical center, sound asleep. I was left alone in my room. With 12 hours left before class.
What am I gonna do? Okay. Dorian Gray. Victorian Society.
9 hours. I pictured Tom's face and typed faster.
Okay.
5 hours. Something clicked in my head. 3 hours.
Yeah.
I was drawing from mysterious, untapped parts of myself.
This is great.
2 hours. I didn't need him.
Yes!
I didn't need him at all. 1. B minus?
Look,
Dan.
Dan. Your Dorian Gray paper was good.
Okay, so then why did I get a B minus?
But it was just good.
Huh.
Where's the guy I saw in your other papers? There's no you here. This doesn't have the same depth, the same insight, or, well, love of literature, of humanity that was so prevalent before.
I see.
It's surface without any real understanding.
Yeah, I get it. Okay, yeah, thanks.
So, thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, Professor Gordon,
Dan.
Look, I just, you know, I did put myself in this paper. In fact, I put more of myself in this paper in a lot of ways than in, you know, some of the earlier ones. And I just, I hoped that this would be better received.
It's a B minus. That's not bad.
It's not good enough.
Does the grade really mean that much to you?
What else is there?
I make you a deal. You do really well on the next paper.
Yes, I will.
You give me the kind of depth and insight and analysis you gave me in the other papers, then I'll drop the Dorian Gray paper.
I went to see Tom at the medical center a week later. He hadn't woken up since being admitted. I arrived close to the end of visiting hours and hid in his closet as things wound down and the staff thinned to an overnight skeleton crew.
Look, I know you can hear me. Look, I'm sorry about what happened, but I need you to... Gregor Samsa is a dutiful son and brother. By taking on too much responsibility for his family, he dehumanizes himself. And one morning, he wakes up from terrifying dreams and he finds himself transformed into a horrible bug. Am I right? Is that it? Do I understand the book? Okay, so I'll start with that. And then I will clarify the thesis as being about the nobility of sacrifice and how I...
No.
What?
No. Nothing noble in Gregor's sacrifice.
Whoa, hey.
He hid from himself, from life, family, complicity.
Wait, just let me get a pen, or...
Parents, sister let him sacrifice too much.
So what should I write?
It made him a monster. Soul scented. Changed him. The horror.
Listen, I am going to be U.S. Commerce Secretary, and to do that, I need to get an A on this paper.
You don't understand.
So tell me, what am I missing?
You don't hear them. They're calling to you, Dan. It's not worth it, Denver!
Wait. Hey, Tom, wake up, okay? I'm sorry. Listen, I'm sorry, okay? Just, I get it, I understand. Now, I shouldn't have... Are you...
His eyes opened, peeking out from beneath the little lakes of blood. They focused on me in surprise. Then confusion, fear, recognition. I sprinted down the hall into the stairwell before the night nurse was in his room. The school administrator who came the next day to inform me of Tom's death read my lack of reaction as shock. It wasn't. It was, as Tom had warned, too late. Per university policy, I was given a straight 4.0 GPA for all my classes for the year. And I would have the room all to myself. I'd gotten everything I wanted.
Mr. Secretary, sir?
Are we getting close?
The pilot says we'll be arriving in Brussels in 90 minutes.
Good.
Kleenex?
Thank you.
Are you feeling okay?
It's just a little run down. I didn't sleep very well, so.
You seemed a bit restless. Actually, you were talking in your sleep.
What did I say?
Sleep stuff. I actually took the liberty of writing a new draft of your presentation if you want to take a look.
You did this just now?
Yeah, I just...
This is good.
Thank you.
No, really, it's very good.
Sir, your nose is bleeding.
Sleep Some More, performed by Brian Miskell and Mark Gessner, with Lucia Struss as the professor and Hannah Chase as the assistant. It was written by Chris Kopiniak and produced by me, Jonathan Mitchell. If you'd like to know more about our podcast, we have a website, thetruthpodcast.com. And don't forget to take our quick survey. You can find it at surveynerds.com/truth. Radiotopia from PRX is made possible with support from the Knight Foundation and by MailChimp, who celebrate creativity, chaos, and teamwork. Our associate producer is Carrie Kasten. Our intern is Shelby L. Atmani. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, and you have been hearing
The Truth.
Radiotopia.